I'm Tommy McNeil reporting as Israel is taking steps to deport thousands of African migrants.
Israeli immigration authorities have begun issuing deportation orders to asylum seekers from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan. It is the latest step in Israel's plan to expel about 40,000 African migrants after they entered the country illegally during the past decade. A man who identified himself as Michael received a deportation notice. It said that by April 1st, he must leave for an unnamed African country reported to be Rwanda. Michael said it is wrong for Israel to deport refugees knowing they face certain death back in Africa.
That's Robert Berger reporting for VOA in Jerusalem. Russia's defense ministry says a pilot was killed after parachuting to the ground when his plane was shot down near a rebel-held town of Sarakab, Syria. Syrian monitors and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed the incident, saying the pilot was flying a Russian-made low-flying twin-engine jet designed to support ground troops. When the aircraft was damaged and the pilot ejected, multiple witnesses on the ground say the pilot was killed after opening fire on rebels trying to capture him. Turkey's military says it has suffered its single deadliest day in its offensive against Syrian militias in northern Syria. Five soldiers were killed in the Afrin region when their tank came under fire. Two soldiers were killed near the tank attack, the other along Turkey's border with Syria. In retaliation, Turkey said its jets later struck Kurdish targets in the area. This is VOA News. Two people are dead, dozens injured after a train derailed.